share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 4th of May, Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaqub took to a live conference to talk about the status of the CMCO, MCO, MCO in certain places. Many rumors were flying around beforehand about the possibility of an MCO 3.0, and it proved to be true when the minister announced that 6 districts in Selangor will be under MCO. That MCO will last from 6 to the 17th of May, and the affected areas are Hulu Longat Petaling Gombak Klang Kuala Longat Sepang. For illustration purposes only, the unaffected areas are Kuala Selangor Sabak Burnham Hulu Selangor. They are considered to be under CMCO. The minister has also said that the SOPs for the 6 areas under MCO are the same as the MCO SOPs in Kelantan and Kedah. We took a look at the Kelantan MCO SOPs and found that students are still allowed to go to school and travel inter-district, interstate to get to their educational institutions. However, the operation of the schools will be based on the risk evaluation by the State Health Department and the latest announcements by the Ministry of Education. For illustration purposes only, teachers and lecturers are allowed to be in their educational institutions. Matriculation colleges are allowed to operate. Students in boarding schools, universities and other institutions are allowed to stay on campus for hybrid learning. All of the above parties will need to have a confirmation letter from their respective state health department to travel. Do you think schools should still be open in MCO areas? Let us know in the comments. Also read, 83 clusters and nearly 5,000 cases found related to education sector since January 2021. Source. Astro Awani Source. Astro Awani Source, MKN. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.